This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday. It's
That's it, we did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Well, if you want to stay young, folks, dance with us in the weekend. Yay!
Super Don.
You know what? The least we could do is provide laughter for those by having them watch us dance. Unless, you know what? I don't think I've seen you dance. Can you groove to a tune better than me? Probably.
I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Okay.
I don't know. I just kind of do the thing that everybody else does. I'm not exactly a solid gold dancer.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, listen, we're going to dance into some real, real deep principles on the show today. Not only are we going to cover the fake news, actually, we're going to go beyond it because we got John Rappaport with No More Fake News joining us the next hour. But we're going to hit some universal laws of life, consciousness shifts, and the most amazing true story you're ever likely to hear or read about. And we've got Ann Archer scheduled talking more about the five blue rings, and there's a website up. Check it out. But consciousness shifts. How about a consciousness shift on genetics, Super Don? Are we up for one of those?
I think we're up for a consciousness shift wherever it shifts,
yeah.
Right?
For once, we don't have to talk about the Hegelian dialectic in the same old way, right? You love that.
Or the bureaucratic oligarchy.
Right. Neither of which should play a role in our next little discussion here. You know, I've got to give props to some guy that sometimes I don't give props to. And I'm like, I'm not begrudgingly doing it. I'm actually happy whenever this can happen. Remember Sanjay Gupta, right? Oh. Sanjay.
Yeah.
Brain surgeon, right? Neurosurgeon?
Right.
He's a CNN guy, you know, and I've called him out for not using the brains or the sense God may have given him when it came to the influenza. If you remember, I think it was in Afghanistan some years ago, got the flu, and he took Tylenol. I'm like, are you a numbnut? Do you know that when you damage or weaken your pathways of elimination, that you're going to suffer more severely from something like that? But, again, they're not taught that, so what am I going to do? I did my level best to set him straight. But he's really right on weed. Right? He's been great on weed. Weed one, weed two, weed three,
in fact,
weed four. Right?
You know, of everybody at CNN, I think he's about the only guy that we could say that we really have given any props to anyway, right?
It's very hard to find
he's
props
like the
to
good
give
guy at CNN. Yeah.
For the most part, I have to say on this, he's taken another notch into the good guy territory. There's an article here about longevity. And, you know, y'all want to live a long time? I want to talk about health span and lifespan and combine the two, okay? Now, the headline reads, forget science, for now, living longer is in your hands. I'm like, the headline alone is intriguing, isn't it? Forget science, like, what is a neurosurgeon saying to forget science for now? I'm sure the skeptics are having a conniption fit right now, but that's okay. The issue of longevity has been one of, in the 20th century, you know, focusing more on genetics. The more we learn about genes, the more we'll be able to crisp them into longer distances so you'll live longer, right? And a lot of the studies based their conclusions on studies of separated twins. And do they indeed fact live completely identically because they're genetically almost identical? And there's been controversy. Some things yes, some things no. But as we move further and further into studies of diet and lifestyle impacting on what we call epigenetics, gene expression through the way you live your life, it becomes more and more obvious, as it has been for us. I would say this is an I told you so segment, Superdom, but I don't want to be pretentious here. I want to give Sanjay Gupta his props for uncovering something really cool. That they're acknowledging that, my gosh, it's in your hands. What you do actually matters. Manifesting long life is not determined specifically and only, maybe not a lot, by the genes you're born with. Now, are you? I'm pleasantly surprised by this.
Well, I got to tell you, when I see a story on CNN saying forget about science, that's what grabbed my attention at first. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa, what? Forget about science? How dare they? They have blasphemed themselves, by saying something like that. But you're right. I mean, you don't see this a lot. Most of the time, they want to tell you, look, you know, it's your genetics. It's just a game of chance whether you're going to die or not. You have no control over it. But you know what? Since you're going to die, let us give you some of these drugs here, you know, because these will help you because science has said so. Mm-hmm. In this case, you got Sanjay Gupta going, you know what? Hey, you know, let's just kind of put science on the back burner for a moment and check it out. You know, right. You actually have some control over your destiny.
Overemphasized, right? The idea of, well, medical man has figured it out. And there's so much emphasis even on telomere length. And I'm not going to discount that there may be a real correlation to it. But when we talk about it versus the allopathic viewpoint of it, we're emphasizing the lifestyle that you live and how that impacts on that kind of expression or so-called lengthening if we get into telomeres. Now, I don't think he gets into telomeres in this, but he does mention the concept of CRISPR, right? Mm-hmm. DNA editing. And he's saying, you know what? This is not going to do it. And there are a lot of people that are in the humanist kind of agenda that they believe they can remove their heads and put it to a computer and their consciousness exists in their brains. I mean, it's such a non-spiritual viewpoint of the world, right? You're just a machine. No, I don't believe that. And, you know, when we hear stories like Ann Archer, right? We've talked with her over the years. She's a great friend, and she's got just such amazing stories. You really say life is more than just this physical machine. There are miracles that happen every day. And the question would be then, if it's not our genes, then what would cause us to live longer or shorter? Now, the same basic principles apply, I believe. Eat better, sleep well, enjoy life, have a good social network. And I don't mean necessarily online. But, you know, argument, but we would go further is when we try to define those terms a little bit better than when they do in the mainstream media. You know, because you hear, eat better, don't drink, don't smoke. That, you know, that's just not enough, in my opinion. I like to say, you think you're doing right, and you're like, what does eat better mean? They don't define toxins in food when they say eat better. They say avoid high-fat foods. Well, which high-fat foods? Because there's fat that we know is essential for longevity. Cognitive decline in the absence of these essential fats, if you just say eat less fat, you're going to be in trouble. So I am really thrilled that Sanjay Gupta and CNN, again, that pains me that we have to say something good about CNN. But I'm doing it.
Oh, stop it.
Right.
Stop it. No, I understand. Look, I get it, what you say, especially after our conversation yesterday about what CNN was doing with Darla Shine.
Right.
They suck. Yeah. And, you know, it's like I've been doing this little experiment over the last, like, couple of weeks, which I knew what the result would be. But it's like, I'll just pop on CNN on the TV. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, for like 30 seconds, right? And it never fails. It's just that's all they can do is talk about Trump. Trump, 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 right. Trump, Trump. You know, all these other things are going on in the world that really, really do matter, right? And they're not covering any of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So when we have an important topic like this, the question, does it get buried in, you know, the back of the page? Do people pay attention to this? Because me, this would be something that I'd want to splash everywhere. Is look, medical guru, if you want to call him that, Sanjay Gupta says, you know what? The genes aren't the important part of longevity. It's what you do with them. It's how you treat them. This is huge news, folks, for those that follow the mainstream media that they would acknowledge this. I'm just wondering how much, GMO advertising they're going to lose because of this, because we're not genetically modifying anything anymore.
Well, I don't know, dude. It's like, this is the kind of news that people need. And this is the reason why you got to keep listening to this show, because this is where it's going to get talked about. Yeah. You're not going to hear about this anywhere else.
No, not like this. So according to a recent study from the Harvard School of Public Health, five fairly simple healthy habits, they say, can extend a woman's life, sorry, men, by 14 years and a man's life only by 12. All right.
Men are screwed.
We got hosed by 2 years. They say, but here we go. Eating a healthy diet. Not defined. No. Do they say organic, non-GMO? Probably not, but until we read, I don't know. Exercising regularly. Again, these are concepts that have been around. It's not like it's groundbreaking. Maintaining a healthy body weight. Consuming alcohol in moderation and never smoking. And this is where Gupta adds one thing. He says, strong social network. And I don't believe he means it online either. Having friends, family that supports you and
support
love you.
Support system.
Yeah. And that's great. Really great. We would just, here on this show, and to your point, Super Don, what we like to do is get down into the more of the details of how do we define that. So you're not left with the, I know he said healthy diet, but I'm not sure what it means. And also,
but at the same time though, Robert, I think when they say stuff like that and people go, I don't know what that means, that will inspire them to start doing some research, right?
I hope so.
I think that's not such a bad thing.
No.
I would want CNN to try and explain to people what a healthy diet is. Get them to do the research themselves.
Tylenol every day if you watch CNN Watcher. No, don't do it. Okay, also, the move toward that healthy diet. How much confusion is there once you start doing the research? How often do we get, what kind of diet? Do I go paleo? Do I go vegan? Do I go macrobiotic, right? And I think, I believe our message is better. I do. Not because I'm cocky and arrogant. But I am deferring to, in humility, to your cells, to your native intelligence, to your innate intelligence, that they know right from wrong. It's only the human mind and arrogance that gets in the way, that stops us from listening to the intelligence that's connected deeply to the source of all sources. And I'm talking your microbiome, bacteria, the gut, brain, and liver connection, all of these things. So if you can come to the conclusion, is this good for my liver or bad for my liver, right? You've got a pretty good solid starting point from which to reach into, I would say, I don't know, your fridge, but even better, your garden, but making better choices about the things you're going to put into your body and hydrating. And that's what we do here. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. Many of our sponsors provide many of the tools that we utilize, the energies, including the Echo Water, modulating your immune system safely with Beta 1 3D Glucan from Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com/radio. Dealing with anxiety in a nice botanical way, the endocannabinoid system, and go there, plus CBDOil.com. We're going to take a break. The five blue rings coming up next, seven challenges with Ann Archer. It's amazing.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, over the 19 years I've been broadcasting in radio, there's no one that brings the stories better than my next guest. She's a good friend, she's a writer, she's an international speaker, and she's got an incredible new book and all kinds of things associated with it coming out called The Five Blue Rings. And I think this is an appropriate weekend, Ann Archer, to come on board because they've just released Mission Impossible 85. Your story is more Mission Impossible than anything they come up with in that fictionalized movie.
Oh, I like that comparison. Mission Impossible, that's what it was, but it did work. Just like it does in the movies, huh?
Oh, incredible. That's the thing about the movies and the excitement you see in movies. They generate these fictional stories that draw you in. And if y'all haven't, we've talked to Ann over the years and we've mentioned some stories related to the Five Blue Rings, but now for the first time, you have a website to check out and there are even 7 challenges you can address. And, my producer, Super Don, just loves all the stories you've told over the years. But what's stranger is that truth is stranger than fiction in many cases.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, what we're dealing with is some kind of crazy karma that happened to enact itself in 48 hours of my life. But it was the most amazing 48 hours of my life and probably anybody I've ever heard. It was just the craziest story.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about the many movies or films and stories that have been written about being on the sea and in peril. What you encompass, like you said, in that 48-hour period, it sets the stage for just these very large questions. Now, I don't know in terms of the backstory of the Five Blue Rings and how you have interacted with Hollywood and the media about stories like this that are so stunning, they almost don't know what to do with it.
Well, you know, this story is really not a ship story. It's just the first 48 hours of the story is about being on a ship and the seven challenges that I faced in that 48 hours. But you're right. Hollywood wanted to hear this story. They had heard this story. Scott, you know that I was rescued by dolphins in the Atlantic Ocean. And they had heard that, the dolphin rescue from a shark attack, because I spoke in San Francisco. And so someone from Hollywood heard that and knew someone that knew me. And they, Hollywood came calling. They asked for meeting and wanted to know about the five blue rings. That was what they wanted to hear. And when I met with them, I, you know, told the whole story. It takes 2 hours. It's like watching a movie, you know, hear the whole thing. And it was the coolest thing ever. I mean, I got to see grown men in Armani suits crying. It was lovely. And they're not crying because it's a sad story. There's nothing sad about it at all. It's inspiring. It's amazing. And it has really very little to do with me and much to do about all of us. It's about the vibration of our planet changing. And I think that the first 48 hours were my test. You know, this was getting me ready. This was changing me and moving me into a higher level of survival. You know, there are these universal laws of life that are always at play in everyone's life, whether we know it or not. And for me, survival was what was at play in that first 48 hours. Anyway, Hollywood wanted the story. You're absolutely right, Scott. They begged for the story. Everyone wanted the manuscript. I did not have a manuscript at the time. I had not even one page. They had me write out one page and send it to myself as a way to protect the story. But I ended up staying in Hollywood for a month, pitching the story to everybody. Everybody wanted it. Go home, write the manuscript, is what they said. That has been over a decade since that happened. And but Paramount, in the meantime, made an offer. But the offer came with a caveat. And the caveat was crazy to me. They said, if you want to tell this story, you have to release it as fiction. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't live with a lie my whole life. But they're offering a blockbuster movie and they're offering a best-selling book. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. It was like, why do you want it as fiction? And they said, well, the answer is, you know, it's a game changer. This will create a paradigm shift on the planet, and we don't think the planet is ready for it yet. And I said, well, when will it ever be ready? And the producer said to me, wait a decade. The consciousness is changing. So it's really about the consciousness and that universal law. And saying that it's changing, he was right. I knew he was right. The consciousness is much more open now than it was 10 years ago. He even said the technology in the film industry was changing, and that the story is kind of a broad, sweeping space opera.
Well, yeah, it's an epic journey, Anne. And we talk about transformation of consciousness here all the time in regards to healing, that all life has a vibration. Yes. Everybody has a unique vibration. So this fits right in with what we love to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got Anne Archer this hour, a very special edition as we go deeper into the Five Blue Rings. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can go to fivebluerings.com. We'll talk about the seven challenges when we come back from this break. You don't want to miss it.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're back with Ann Archer. The story is true, and it's called The Five Blue Rings. And Ann, you mentioned the universal laws of life. I think about my life and the stories that have been told, and I've known you for many years. That's why folks are going, why are you calling him Scott? Well, that's how long we've known each other, right? And so my middle
because
name...
Because you are Robert Scott Bell, yes.
That's right. And so, and these universal laws of life, I think all of these adventures in life, and I think many people overlook some of the most mundane adventures that are actually adventures in terms of our reason for being here. But these challenges, they are there, I believe, to teach us about these universal laws so we can navigate the sea, so to speak, of life.
Absolutely. It's been written that the only reason we're here is to learn these universal principles, and that they are actually guiding and helping us to move to mastering our own lives, mastering our health, mastering our finances, if we would only learn them. That's why we're here. And if we don't, they're still working, but they're working against us. And so for me, you know, we don't want to have to do that. We just want to do our lives. We want to walk with the dog. We want to enjoy our life. We want to have a nice dinner with friends. But really, these laws are working every day, every minute of our lives.
Well, and if we're to embrace that reality, how does that change our life for the better? I mean, obviously, you were challenged in such a way that this was a life and death scenario leading in that 48-hour period of the five blue rings story to impact, you know, well beyond that 48 hours, but how it deeply embeds in the consciousness of anybody who hears it.
Well, having learned spiritual law in a principle, as we call it, in a deep and dangerous way means it is embedded in your consciousness forever. And so that's what happened for me. I really needed to learn these spiritual principles, I guess, these universal laws.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one was I found myself on this ship. I knew I had committed to being there because I was with a fellow who wanted to be a part of this project that was going around the world, taking appropriate technology to third world nations. But what I didn't know is that I had been tricked. And I'm standing at the wheel of the ship, supposedly just watching the helm, and it's a big ship, 300 feet long. It's a cruise ship. And I've never steered a rowboat. I mean, I don't know how to steer a fishing boat. I know nothing technical, and my husband teases me that I break the toaster all the time. And so I'm standing there not even wanting to touch the wheel. I want nothing to do with any of this. And I realize that I have to because the ship starts moving. So that's the beginning of the 48 hours. The ship is moving, and I'm the only one there, and I have to do it. Now, that comes under the law of survival. I have to do it. You're up. You don't want to do it, but you have to. Somebody has to, and it's you. And you learn that you have resources more deeply hidden within you than you could ever imagine that are more amazing than you can ever imagine. And so that was the beginning of the first 48 hours. That was the first challenge. In the 48 hours.
I imagine, Anne, when you're faced with something like that, you get on a ship, suddenly you're thrust into the captain's seat, right? The captain is abandoned. You are the one, right? That happens in life. I mean, maybe not as dramatic as this, but you're on a ship from 1955. This is 1984 now. And now suddenly you are the I don't know. This is incredible.
Well, you're actually mentioning something before we get into number two. You're mentioning something really important, that you are the one. Now, that's extremely important because what that's about is personal responsibility. Personal responsibility is what we are here to learn because it's as if we are the center of the universe, not in an egotistical way, but in a responsibility approach to life. You are the one. And so number two was, I have the wheel, but I got seasick. So this is my first excuse. I've never been seasick, and suddenly I know I'm turning green. You know, there's moisture gathering on my lip. I start sweating all over. This thing is terrible. I want out of it. I'm going to puke. I'm sure of it. And so I think I can leave. And there's this old navigator there. He's over 80 years old. He's a grump. He's swearing nonstop. He's trying to tell me how to steer, you know, 3 degrees starboard. And I don't even know what 3 degrees is. I don't know what he means. And I'm seasick. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. I can't do this. I'm seasick. And he tells me to get over it. And, you know, and I, Scott, have you ever been seasick? Have you ever been nauseated? You don't just get over it. And so I said that to him. I'm like, if you know some trick of the universe to get rid of seasickness, I'm sure everyone would want to know it. And he told me, just stop right now. And what that was the law of attitudes. Now, I kept saying, but I'm sick, but I'm sick. And, of course, I want pity. We all do in life, right? Oh, poor me. And he was like, stop it. Don't do that anymore. He's yelling at me. So he's gone from this swearing old sailor to a Zen master. And what he was calling for was the law of attitudes, whether he knew it or not, this great universal law of life, this principle that affects everything. Our attitude is absolutely vital.
It's like
life will unfold.
It's like Sharon Moonstruck slapping the character going, snap out of it. I mean, there is that reality, that wake-up
like
call.
That.
Yeah, but how many of us have been faced with, oh, my gosh, I'm the one, and now you get sick. You feel physically ill because you're not. You don't feel you're ready.
Yeah, I want to quit, but you don't quit. And there's many people in life who feel that way, and they haven't quit, but they don't get the lesson necessarily that I was taught was it's all in your own attitude. And he said, just quit saying it. And I said, if somehow I'm going to say I'm well, that's going to work. Well, Scott, you know from many of the interviews you've done on your show that that answer is true. Yes, start thinking what you want. Don't think what you don't want. And so I went from seasickness immediately, I mean, thinking, oh, my God, I'm doubled over in pain, to saying, oh, happy tummy, happy tummy. anything stupid and happy I could. And the next thing you know, I'm better.
Wow. Now, is this when you realize no one is coming and you had to step it up, or is that, prior to that?
That's challenge number three. Challenge number three is I'm thinking, oh, wow, I'm well. Okay, this is great. I can wait until someone gets here. I can manage this. And then I realize no one is coming because the old navigator knew that the owner of the ship had turned coward and he had left with his family. And he told me that the helmsman would be up shortly, but he took the helmsman with him to shore. Now, why would he take the helmsman off the ship, the real people that know how to steer the ship? Because they took one look at it and said, it's too funky, too old, too big, don't know how to steer it, don't want anything to do with it, let us off the ship. Once he realized that the helmsman didn't even want to be on the ship, he didn't want to be on the ship either. And so he sent me up there with the intention of me standing there, and I realized nobody's coming. It's only me. And I had to pull myself together and have, you know, back to that survival, I had to pull my courage together and just say, I have to stay. And now what am I going to do?
Well, what universal law of life manifests at that moment?
Well, you know, I was back to attitudes. I knew this was my karma. Somehow I'm here, and I had to ask for inner guidance. Mm-hmm. I needed help. I need help. But quickly I thought, the fourth challenge is we can call for help, right? We can call the Coast Guard. We can tell them. And the old navigator said to me, well, you're listed as you're listed as the first mate on this ship, he said. You're responsible for it. Do you have your papers? Is everything in order? And I said, I don't have any papers. And he goes, well, you better not be calling the Coast Guard because they'll arrest you. You took a ship out to sea. There are people on board who are civilians, and you're steering a ship, and you're taking it out to sea. And I said, but I was tricked. And he said, but, you know, the Coast Guard, they ask questions later, not first.
You're going to be arrested if you call for help. That's not what you expect when you call for help.
That's right. So there's nobody coming, and I can't call for help. There's nobody to call. And even, you know, my husband was on the ship. He was one of the engineers, and that was the chief engineer. But even when I picked up the equipment to try and radio into the engine room, nothing worked. None of the equipment worked. And so it was, you know, the next challenge was realizing this ship is not seaworthy. The only thing that worked was the wheel. For God's sake.
Wow.
The radio doesn't work. Nothing works. I have one little radar unit blipping over there, but I don't even know how to read the radar. And the ship is not seaworthy. In fact, I believed that the papers to take the ship out of the dock had been forged and that many of the things that we should have done had not been done. So again, I'm in survival mode. It is very tricky. I'm listening desperately for inner guidance, but I asked the old navigator, okay, if this isn't going to work, if I can't call for help and there's no one to steer the ship, what am I going to do? And he said, you're going to have to learn to steer the ship.
Whoa. And you've got 1,200 miles to go from Seattle to Long Beach Harbor south of Los Angeles now.
Right. It's days and days and days of standing on my own feet. But, you know, at this point, I had to surrender. That's one of the universal laws where you surrender. And it's not surrender like I give up. Mm-hmm. It's surrendering to the power of the universe to take over because you've done all you can do. You have no other choice. And I went back to the law of assumption, back to the law of attitudes, and I assumed that I knew how to steer the ship. I said, I am an old sea captain, and I know how to steer the ship. I know how to steer the ship. I know everything about the ocean. I know how to do this. Well, let's say I sat there and chatted that for minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes, not knowing a thing, and the old navigator is swearing behind me because he knows I don't know how to steer the ship, and he's mad at me. He's giving me coordinates, and I'm not doing anything right, nothing right. I'm like a little kid trying to drive a car. But with the law of assumption in mind, I continue doing that and doing it, saying, I know how to steer this ship. And suddenly a miracle occurred, a miracle that was beyond anything I'd ever experienced before in my life. Let's say in the law of karma that we all have lived many lifetimes and we have wisdom from other lifetimes available to us that we don't know. And suddenly I had the consciousness of an old sailor. And I knew how to steer the ship. And I told the captain, oh, my God, a miracle has occurred. And, you know, he said, if this is a miracle, it's the first blankety-blank miracle I've ever seen in my life. And I said, how long will it take for us to know if I know how to steer the ship? And he goes, about 20 minutes. Because the ship was so huge, once you initiate a change.
Yes, you won't see it for that time frame.
In your spirit, right.
Well, this is like you downloaded information from the Matrix, whatever it is.
Yeah.
These are part of the laws, the universal laws of life, and Ann Archer is sharing them with us through this 48-hour journey, the five blue rings. We've got the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. There are two challenges. You thought what she went through so far was tough? Get ready. It gets even more intense. Stick with us after the break. You'll learn about it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We've just gone through the first five challenges on the seven challenges. You'll check it out at 5BlueRings.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. An incredible true story spanning lifetimes, spanning the universal laws of life. And Ann Archer is with me to get... I can't wait till the next two, but how can it get worse? Number six, what happens?
Well, this is the worst of all because we're hit by a storm, and it was one of the worst storms to hit the coast in 10 years. By this time, I have the ship off the coast of Oregon. It turned dark like night at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the seas started swelling up and huge waves started hitting the ship. And the ship had a very shallow draft, they call it, where the ship is kind of bobbing on the surface of the ocean. And it was all I could do to keep the ship from going under time after time after time. And I'm holding onto the steering wheel like crazy, and I'm sweating. And the storm was relentless, lightning, thunder, huge waves. I truly couldn't believe it. And the old navigator says, well, if we live through this storm, it will be the second miracle I've ever seen in my life. And I said, surely not. I mean, ships are in storms all the time. He goes, not like this, they're not. So I realized we were in very serious trouble. I struggled to keep the ship up, but eventually, hours and hours and hours and hours standing there fighting this storm, we started taking on water, and the engines died, and we were dead in the sea. And we called for the Coast Guard, mayday, 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 called for the Coast Guard, and they didn't come. And somehow, even though we lost power, we managed to get the anchor down so that we were pivoting in one area at least, left our last known coordinates for the Coast Guard, mayday'd everyone, and mayday'd in Farsi because the owner was Iranian and we knew his friends might pick up a mayday in Farsi, so we did that. And then finally, after many, many hours, we went to sleep for a couple of hours. But when I awoke, challenge number seven came. Challenge number seven was a bang, bang, bang on the door of my cabin. And I thought, who would do that? And I looked, the sun is shining. Oh, my God, I'm so happy. Who would be banging on the door? But I go to the door to open it, and I'm looking right down the barrel of a rifle. It's the United States Coast Guard. No, they are not here to answer my mayday and rescue us. They are here to arrest me. They said, I'm under arrest, and they've boarded my ship, and they want to do a full inspection, and they are looking for guns and drugs aboard the ship. I have no idea what has happened, but I know that I must get rid of him. That is the only answer. I have to do that. And I have to use those same laws, Scotty. I have to do the exact same thing. I have to have the right attitude, listen to inner guidance. I have to know that I have the law of assumption working on my side. If I assume that I can get out of this, and I sort of felt like 007 with an earpiece in my ear, just listening for inner guidance so carefully. And what I'm told is to mock up anger, to be very angry with them. And I thought,
wow.
Gosh, men with guns and anger, that doesn't sound like it go well together.
Right.
But when you look at the story more deeply, I think you'll discover that it worked.
Yes.
And it worked only because of that guidance. That's how the whole thing comes
We about. Talk about listening to the voice of spirit here on this show, so that's not unusual, and I think a lot of listeners are just intrigued to, you know, how do they tap into that even more. And by the way, you had your little baby daughter. I know she wasn't a few years old, I think, at the point, too, on that ship. I mean,
well,
this is...
She was 5 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that the cook was probably watching her because I had asked her to, but how frightening is that to know that you might be going down in a black, cold sea in the middle of a horrible storm and your little daughter is on board? I mean, it was every challenge you could ever imagine as a woman, as a mother,
yeah.
As a human being.
It's a gripping tale. And I got to know,
Thank
we got
you.
Less than a minute to go here. What do we want people to know and do with this? And what will they learn if they go to the Five Blue Rings website?
Well, the book is not out yet. The manuscript is completed and it is in final edits now. And so they can go to FiveBlueRings.com to learn more. They can even go to the section on the seven challenges and see how they fare under the seven challenges. There's pictures. It's fun. It'll show you the actual ship that I was on. The website is kind of cool. And they can sign up in order to learn more. And we'll let them know when the book is going to be published. We'll give them specials that are coming out, free things that they can download online.
Beautiful.
And I think everyone will learn principles that they never even, you know, had conceived. And I think going to FiveBlueRings.com will get their whole little
Excellent.
Journey started.
Ann Archer, I'm like, you know, I know the story, and I'm still gripped by it every time I hear it. I want to see the book. I want to see the movie. And y'all check it out, FiveBlueRings.com. Back next hour, we got more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I remind you each and every day, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.